Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Emanating globally from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct with that introduction, as my name is Pedro Fernandez. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated now. 35 plus years now, you're undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves, folks. Straight up, we're going to hear both from boxing and mixed martial arts this hour. We'll bring in, of course, Johnny Signorella from Las Vegas, Sin City's very own. We'll also hear from the world heavyweight champion, part two. I did an interview with him that we aired in hour number one. We'll air an interview with this hour number two. Straight up, Tyson Fury, the hottest heavyweight right now, and really the world heavyweight champion. I mean, think about it. Hasn't he done more than both Joshua and Wilder? I mean, he won 10 rounds against Deontay Wilder. Wasn't it enough to win a fight, 10 rounds of two? I don't care if you knocked him down in both rounds or not. 10 rounds of two. The math doesn't make sense. Does it? You tell me. Straight up, we're from Tyson Fury this hour. We'll also venture into the world of MMA. I'm talking about the UFC, of course, coming to you live last night from Nashville, Tennessee, the home of country music. Wow, what can I say? Stephen Thompson was supposed to be like the guy, this karate guru, man. Beautiful face, the whole nine yards. Stephen Thompson got lit up like the White House Christmas tree. Of course, the former lightweight champion, Anthony Pettis, back in the winner's circle at 170 pounds, welterweight, said he didn't have to strain to make weight. That was the difference in winning this fight. Straight up, I thought it was the inside leg kicks that he kept pulling, those inside left leg kicks, man. He kept kicking the left lead leg, and that's what sort of broke this guy down. I mean, that's sort of weird. Boom, boom, boom. What's he doing? He was willing to take the punishment in order to inflict the punishment and then get the win. Straight up, some kind of super punch. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Straight up, boxing and MMA. Wait, and I'm done. We'll also venture down a dark world in boxing. The death of Genaro Hernandez today on Sports Byline.
It's kind of rough, but that's all right with me. Because I dig the vibe and I like the company. It's a world away.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Stunning turn of events last night in the world. The UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championship, of course, took their act in Nashville, Tennessee, the home of country music. Anthony Pettis, the former lightweight champion, thought to be washed up, thought to be over the hill. Hey, what can I say? He was done. Stick a fork in him. Well, not really.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Herb Dean has called a stop to this contest at 4 minutes, 55 seconds of round number 2, declaring the winner by knockout, Anthony Showtime Pettis!
Thank you so much.
Anthony Pettis, for your welterweight debut, you called out Wonder Boy Thompson. What was it about this matchup that excited you?
His ranking, man. Number 4 in the world, bro. I don't want to fight no one behind me, especially that lightweight. That's why I was like, let's move up. The results show, man. The weight cut was killing me at 145, 155, now 170. I better be in the top 10, bro. So I'm feeling good, bro. Love it.
It looked like his range was giving you a little bit of problems, but look at the big screen and admire your work. 5 seconds left in the second round, and you do this. What is this?
That's a Superman with hook. So, you know, he was catching me with his jab, and I knew he had the range on me. So I was trying to eat him up with the low kicks, thinking about the low kicks. I know I was hurting his back leg, and that's what set up that right hand.
You've done so many special things in fighting. You have started to adopt this new, exciting, even more exciting fighting style. Hands up going forward. What has made you make this change to your game?
The fans. I want to put on a show for everybody, man. That's all I want to do. Come in, make out, clap. You guys paid for your tickets, and I hope you got your show.
You just beat the number 4 ranked welterweight in the world.
I knocked him out.
You knocked out the number 4 ranked welterweight in the world. What do you want next? Is it going to be at 170? Or are you going to stay at this weight class? What's next for Showtime?
You know what? 170, I felt so good coming into the weight camp, the weight cut. I'll be here for a while, man, but I'm not done at 155, too. There's a couple names at 170. I want RDA back. That's one of the fights I need. And then 155, man, if Dana wants to give it to me, the winner Barboza and Gaethje, I'm ready.
Anthony Pettis, you always put on a show. It was an honor to call the fight. Anthony Showtime Pettis!
You know, the guy across the octagon was no hobo. As a kickboxer, he was only 58-0. That's right, 58-0. Of course, as an MMA artist, 14 wins and 19 fights. Fantastic fighter, but guess what? Second rate last night to Anthony Pettis, the former lightweight champion. Now we take it to Sin City, Las Vegas, and bring in the man himself, our heavyweight champion, John Signorella. And, John, talk about lights out.
Oh, man, he broke out the Roman Reigns Superman punch on him. And Thompson, like you said, formidable fighter, great storied background in combat sports in general, was the Vegas betting favorite last night. Pettis came from behind. I thought he lost the first round. Next thing you know, in the second round, with 5 seconds left to go, Pettis breaks out the Superman punch, knocks him out.
I watched the fight over and over again. The reason why I was doing that is I was had to do something else, and I had a choice, either watch the fight or listen to somebody talk smack. So I was watching the fight. I watched it two or three times, and because it didn't last too long. But Pettis, those inside leg kicks, that's what I thought really broke Mr. Thompson down, because he couldn't stand with his left foot forward, so he had to put his right foot forward in that southpaw thing where he doesn't jab as well, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Bottom line is, Pettis broke him down.
Tremendous observation, and in my opinion, that's the most lethal move in mixed martial arts. Think about, like, in boxing, we have the jab, right? Offsets the tempo, rhythm, you know, messes guys up, gets them off stride. This leg kick hurts badly, and it does the same thing. If you've never been kicked to the shin before by another guy's calf or shin or foot, I tell you what, man, it hurts bad. I did Muay Thai for a while, and that thing made me want to quit numerous times. So, yes, the leg kicks are always an effective tactic when you want to take someone out in mixed martial arts.
Curtis Blaydes showed up in shape last night, supposedly the number one ranked heavyweight or one of the top ranked heavyweights in the world of UFC, and he defeated Justin Willis, who showed up. But Justin Willis was probably wasn't in the best condition?
You are very kind, Pedro, yes. Yeah, he wasn't in great shape, and what we got was a lot of wrestling and just sloppy-looking action. And Curtis Blaydes, I think if he has a more of a in-shape guy, a guy that will kind of show agility and athleticism, maybe we get more entertainment out of him. He takes on a fresher body. I mean, is he ready for Francis Ngannou? I don't think so. But he does look like he's in shape, and that matters, of course.
Well, he has a wrestling pedigree, and Ngannou doesn't have the wrestling pedigree. And, of course, I guess Ngannou, you don't have to worry about him wrestling because he punches so hard if he hits you. I got a kick out of Hector Martinez. He doesn't put a whole lot of stock in brute guys, but he put a whole lot of stock in Ngannou when he looked at Ngannou and Cain Velasquez. He said to me, he calls me on the phone. He says, you know, things don't look good for the boy from Silicon Valley tonight. I said, what do you mean? He goes, he ain't got a chance. And, you know, obviously he didn't, because he got lit up like it was domestic violence if they were gay.
You said it right there, bro. I mean, Francis Ngannou is a nasty striker, power puncher, and what a wonderful, tremendous uppercut he displays in just about every outing. And he's getting better and better. You know, so, I mean, wrestling, you could just pretty much negate it. If you hit that hard, you'd knock guys in the next week, man. You know, so at the end of the day, I think he's the top dog at heavyweight. I was impressed with the ladies last night. Macy Barber, man, versus J.J. Aldrich. Oh, that was a good, good comeback from behind win for Macy after being beat up in the first round and just stopped and just really mauled J.J. Aldrich in the second round at flyweight, man. That was the most impressive fight on the card for me last night. Again, the ladies in mixed martial arts bringing the goods.
I was shaking my head here, and people on Twitch TV are going, "What's it?" It was the way that poor girl folded up there when she got lit up, and the way she folded up, it was like, man, deer in the. If there ever was a deer in the headlights, it was J.J. Aldridge last night. I thought.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I felt really bad watching that. It was awkward. It was uncomfortable. It was like watching someone getting bullied. And it's weird because she was doing so good in J.J., and then all of a sudden she took one shot, and she just cowered into the corner and curled up and just took it. And I was like, ref, please stop this, because this girl's not going to fight back. She's got no chance. There's no need for this. And thankfully they did in a short amount of time, but you have to have feels for J.J. and feeling bad for her.
So what did Mike Tyson say about fighting?
Everyone's got a game plan until they get punched in the mouth.
You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We've got open phone lines. You can join us if you like. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or text us. You can text us here in the studio. 415-275-1613. Once again, the studio text line. 415-275-1613. Next up, we'll hear from the world heavyweight champ. That's right, Tyson Fury in the house here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
You're irritating me now. Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
How about that?
Oh, that is awesome.
There are anchors and fakers when it comes to the World Heavyweight Championship, and I don't care if he won the 2012 Olympic gold medalist. I don't care if I said he was the next boxing god. Anthony Joshua is not the linear World Heavyweight Champion. Deontay Wilder, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist, of course, a man from Mobile, Alabama, the American hope. He's not the World Linear Heavyweight Champion either. The World Heavyweight Champion is 30-year-old Tyson Fury, the gypsy, the giant gypsy, 27-0, one draw, of course, the Deontay Wilder draw, December 2018, 19 KOs. Straight up, Deontay Wilder has got his hands full, but will it ever come to pass, the big rematch? Let's hear about what Tyson Fury has to say about his rivals.
So looking beyond your next fight, obviously the fight that people want to see is the rematch of Wilder. Can you see that happening anytime soon?
How soon do you call soon? Tomorrow, the next day, the next week, next month, next year. It's got to happen, you know. It was a great fight. Meanwhile, they put on a good show, so the fight's got to happen sooner or later. It won't be next, as we know, because I'm fighting Tom Schwartz and he's fighting Dominic Brazil, so hopefully we get it on after that.
And Frank, anything to add to that?
No, it's you know, Tyson's making his debut on ESPN in the States, so it's a big platform for him, tremendous exposure. He'd be the most well-known heavyweight out there being on that platform, so it's a great move for him politically. And it will help deliver and make the fights that we all want to see. We all want to see those unification matches, and this gives us a big place at the table. Along with BT's clout, we'll get there.
Of course, Deontay reckons you don't want to fight him again.
Deontay can go and not going to say what he can go and do, but you know, Deontay already got beat by me in LA, so the world knows it. No interest in him at all. The fight happens. If it happens, it happens, and if it doesn't, he already lost, and he knows it. His promoter knows it. His trainer lost. His trainer left ringside when before the decision got announced. So Deontay's a nobody. You know, let's face it, he was a nobody before he fought me. He lost to me. He's still a nobody. So it is what it is. No interest in talking about the bum. And what a big bum dosser, that's all he is. And what about AJ as well? Another, even bigger dosser. I tell you what I can do with them two, yeah? I can give them a job carrying my boots and bags. So when they've all been busted, very soon, when they fight each other and knock lumps off each other, yeah, and they get beat up and they lose and their career's over, they can come to the Gypsy King and I'll employ them. Because let's face it, they've not got the most brains in the world. So I'll give them a job when they've spent all the money, because it's coming. Very sharp. When they're all skint, I'll employ his boys, don't worry. Bring his over, he can brush up the drive. No problem, pick a few leaves up. And when you sign a few autographs on my behalf, carry me bags, claim me pill, feed me animals and pick up the dog. Because that's all he'll be good for sooner or later.
And just one more for us, finally. BT Sport has shown the Khan Crawford fight. Can you just give us a prediction how you think that's going to go?
Yeah, that's a fight, you know. Not really interested at all, Frank. No. Talk about killing. No, it's a good fight, you know. Oh, Frank Warren's chin me. Nah, it's a good fight, you know. Amir Khan, Terence Crawford, you know. I believe in Amir Khan. Terence Crawford's probably the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world at the minute. Great fighter. Amir Khan's getting another shot, so he's got the speed. Amir Khan is the fastest boxer out there, so I hope he does it. I hope Amir Khan wins, becomes the number one in the world. Hopefully he'll do it.
Anything else you'd like to tell us, Tyson?
Yes, there is. You know, I've got lots to talk about. As we know, I'm never shy when it comes to words. I'm enjoying my life at the moment. Training's going fantastic. I'm in great shape. I've been ready to fight, Frank. I've been on the phone to you all the time. I'm driving him mad. Get me a fight, Frank. Get me a fight, Frank. Get me a fight, Frank. So, you know, fighting June 15th. It's now penciled in. Las Vegas. Thomas and Mack Center. You know, as a little kid, I dreamed about getting to this level, boxing in Vegas. I never went to Vegas ever in my life because I made a promise to myself that I'd never go there unless I box there. And it's took me 30 years to get to this position, to box there. Finally gonna box there now on the biggest stage, the biggest division, and the biggest boxer in the world, me. And it's a dream come true. Looking forward to it. We've got some more dates, but I can't let them out of the bag just yet. It's going to be an exciting year. The ball's going to roll, snowball. Keep it going.
And a familiar face in your camp.
Who's that?
Billy Joe.
Yeah, Billy Joe's in the camp, training very, very well as it goes. I've never seen Billy Joe look as sharp. When me and Billy Joe get together, it's like steel sharpening steel. We just gel, you know. He's trying to impress me, I'm trying to impress him. We bring the best out of each other, no doubt. When Billy Joe fights in 8 weeks, or whenever he fights 10 weeks, he's going to smash it, I know he is. He's going to be a world champion again.
Well, let's hope so, mate.
What about old Frank Warren here? Come on, Frank.
When's my next one?
Yeah. When we're going to get you a fight, Frank?
I'm too old, mate.
Listen.
I've watched...
You
know, there's only one.
Yeah. You put Eddie and Frank in a room, Frank's always going to come out on top. Even though he's a foot shorter and 30 years older, I'm backing Frank Warren to do you, Eddie.
Yeah. Big and with money on.
But Frank Warren didn't do too well when he had that one-on-one with Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson went up to his hotel room. Or take that back. Frank Warren went up to Mike Tyson's hotel room. Mike Tyson was fighting in London and just beat the snot out of Frank Warren. I mean, like beat him like bruises on his face and stuff like that. Man, that was merciful. Do you remember that, Johnny Sig?
You know what? I did not know about this, Pedro.
Oh, yeah. Mike lumped him up, man. I mean, lumped him up. And, of course, Frank Warren, the same guy that Terry Marsh shot. Terry Marsh, a former IBF junior welterweight champion who retired due to an injury. In my mind, I believe he shot Frank Warren wearing a wrestling mask, like a Lucha Libre mask. In my opinion, it was Terry Marsh. And when I cornered Terry Marsh on it the first time, he just shined it on. And when I asked him about it, I'm a relentless man. So next time I saw him, I asked him about it again. Man, did you shoot Frank Warren? And he looks at me like, gives me that look like, I don't know. It was like an admission look like, Why would you think that? And then he sort of winked at me and walked away. So he left me with thinking that he had shot Frank Warren. Of course, the shooter remains unidentified. Although I think Marsh did stand trial and was acquitted.
What a mess, and only in boxing, bro.
Tom Schwartz, is that a mess or what?
Oh, man, absolutely. I tell you what, it can be a hot mess for Tom, but here's what's up. Tom's 24-0, 16 KOs, fought all of his fights in Germany. Not much is known about him. Tyson Fury, you know, is a boxer. He's not a knockout artist. So maybe Tom gets some rounds in, but I don't foresee this guy being able to pull off the upset, I should say. It's a little disappointing, obviously. I should say it's a lot disappointing that now we have the three heavyweights on three different networks. We got, you know, Wilder with PBC, Fox, and Showtime. We got Fury with ESPN and Joshua with DAZN. You know, and certainly Wilder is the middleman. And I think he didn't sign that big contract with DAZN and ESPN offered to him. So he has options to potentially have one-offs with either Joshua or Fury. But the bottom line is this is a mess. We got a three-headed monster with three great guys, all of which are unbeaten. Now, I believe Wilder did lose to, you know, Fury. There's no doubt in my mind. But here's what's up, is that now we have this great potential, this division, this heavyweight division, which usually carries boxing. If the heavyweight division's good, then so is boxing. With Usyk coming in, you know, and there's other guys lurking like Dillian White in the backdrop. But I hate that now it's becoming such a heavy business with these apps and these networks that might prevent some fights from happening. But I do strongly feel that we eventually get the Wilder-Fury rematch, and I'd love to see Fury and Joshua, because I think that would be the most financially gainful fight in boxing history when you think about it on a global scale.
Yeah, there are no name opponents outside of Julian Fernandez. The only reason why Julian Fernandez has a name is that it coincides with mine. Outside of that, there are no names on the resume of Tom Schwartz. Just telling it like it is. Now, Deontay Wilder is going to take on Mr. Brazil. Brazil's a big guy. Can he fight?
Only lost once to Anthony Joshua. He is a big guy, you know. I think he's taller than Deontay. So it'll be a second fight in a row where Deontay's got an issue where an opponent's taller than him. I still see Wilder taking him out, but these guys are all playing with fire. The more they get in there, especially with, like, top guys, because I think if they start messing with the Dillian Whites of the world, and even with Joshua, Jarrell Miller coming up, I mean, Jarrell throws a lot of punches. So what I'm saying is the longer these guys are out there taking on top opposition underneath themselves, you're running the big risk of that loss. And that loss takes away all this financial, you know, gain that these guys are so seeking after, because, I mean, look at these huge numbers and contracts they're making. But Dominic Brazil, I think, puts forth a good fight, but gets KO'd by Wilder.
Going to put the Deontay Wilder resume under the microscope right now. In 2015, of course, he sort of burst on the scene with the WBC belt, taking it from Jermaine Stiverne. Stiverne came in, I think, at 24-1. Then he defended against Eric Molina. Of course, he's a future Hall of Famer, 23-2 at the time. Wait, Johan Duhapis, he's 32-2. He's also in the Hall of Fame, maybe in his city, in his home city somewhere. Artur Spitka, 20-1, another Hall of Famer. Wait, I'm not done. Then we got the McDonald's Hall of Famer, Chris Areola, 36-4-1. Wait, I'm not done. Jarrell Washington, of course, he comes to us from, I believe, L.A., not a whole lot of fighting left in him. A rematch with Stiverne. He takes on 45-year-old Luis Ortiz. Then he fights Tyson Fury, of course, comes up with a draw. That's his resume thus far. How can he be the number three heavyweight in the world?
Mainly because of the Luis Ortiz fight, how stunning that was. It was really good. Deontay obviously hurt, but, you know, managed to stay on his feet,
exactly,
knock Ortiz
exactly
out. So that's the fight that really puts him on the map. The sensational knockdowns and knockouts of fighters over the years, you know, definitely captured the public's imagination about him. But as far as skill set's concerned, we know I love Wilder, but he's not a great boxer at all. What's electric and what's gravitating towards him is that he could knock you out. You know, at any moment, he's got that bomb. He could just lay on you and you're out cold. Now, Tyson Fury was the exception to the rule when he got up like the Undertaker, when he said that everything, you know, that he ever did wrong with his life just came together at that moment where he was able to repair all these sins and, you know, come back from hell and get up and, That's just amazing, and it's a metaphor for life, and it's very inspiring. Okay. That's why I love Tyson Fury as my number one guy right now.
Johnny Signorella is on the line. We'll talk about I'm switching back to Deontay Wilder. He is the Thomas Hitman Hearns type of this division. He's the guy that comes out there and can throw blows. He's tall. He's lean. He throws them hard, especially with that right hand. You know, Tommy Hearns couldn't punch as an amateur, and then he became a tremendous puncher as a pro. Why didn't Wilder just go for the KO? I mean, when somebody's outboxing you, this is what I don't get, Johnny. When guys are being outboxed, they continue to try to box guys. They don't do dirty stuff. They don't try to think outside of the box. I mean, think of all the guys who fought Floyd Mayweather and didn't step on his lead foot. I mean, I can go on and on. Didn't hit him in the arms. They tried hitting him in the jaw. The impossible task. Why is it guys feel compelled to beat guys when at their best? In other words, you know what I'm trying to say? In other words, I'm not going to try to outbox a boxer. I'm not trying to outpunch a puncher. Why is it time and time again we see people trying to do that?
Because they're being outwitted, they're jockeying for position, and they're trying to land that one bomb. And because the guy in front of them that's the better boxer knows how to negate that bomb and move around the ring and use angles and confuse them. Listen, we always say this, Pedro, and even on private conversations, you got to bang the shoulders. You got to bang the elbows. You got to hit the funny bone. You got to hit whatever you can take, and then you'll open up the marks and you'll make your opponent drop his hands or do something outside of his rhythm. When you try to box with a boxer and you're the power puncher, you know what? The writing's on the wall. You're not going to have the advantage. You're probably going to lose that fight.
That's why you just got to make contact. I mean, think about the invincible Roy Jones. That's how they finally beat him, just making contact. It threw his rhythm off, and before you knew it, his chin came true. Untrue.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
John Signorella is going to stick with us, folks. On the other side of the break, we'll take a stroll down memory lane. Not a happy stroll, but I think it's an emotional stroll that we got to take every now and then to realize how good life really is. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. But hey, you know that.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Hey, Rick Tittle here. I have to shave. Even though I'm not the hairiest person in the world, I'm basically a Ken doll with headphones on, but I need to shave. What are you going to use that's not going to make hamburger out of your face? The throwaway razor, electric razor, straight razor. I found it in Harry's. You know, Harry's founders themselves, they were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and over-designed. So we have a deal for you. Go to harrys.com/game right now. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave with a weighted ergonomic handle, five-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. And remember, you can get your trial set by going to harrys.com/game. Rick Tittle, two thumbs up for Harry's. You know, they bought a world-class blade factory in Germany for just this purpose. harrys.com/game.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Check the clock, 40 minutes past the hour. Of course, you are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the Dan Patrick Channel, Channel 211. So I can keep going, but the bottom line is I don't have enough time to list all our internet platforms. But you know, week in and week out, every show is at sportsbyline.com. You listen live at sportsbyline.com. Of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, one of my shows there is 11 a.m. Pacific time, Saturdays and Sundays, right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. No Holds Barred, 5 p.m. Pacific time. That is on Sunday afternoons. And, of course, the Taco Mat Audio Magazine, Saturday nights on the West Coast, 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. on the East Coast. That is Sunday morning. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Wow. I'm going to take you back to June 4th, 2011. He was my buddy. And when I say my buddy is that he was doing the CompuBox after he retired. I'm talking about Genaro Hernandez. And every time I would see Chicanito, I mean, he never had a drink in front of me. He never, outside of his wife, I never saw him with another woman. He was just the most straight-up guy I've ever met in my entire, one of the most straight-up guys I've ever met in my life, let alone in the world, let alone the world of boxing. 38-2, a draw, 17 KOs, of course. This interview took place a couple days before he died, and I think that I'm going to air this interview. And some people say, you know, this probably isn't cool you doing this, but I'm going to air this interview for an emotional response from you, the listener.
Let's take it to Southern California and bring in the great Genaro Hernandez. Genaro, it's a very sad moment for me to have you on the radio at this point in time, but I thank you for spending some time with us this morning.
Pedro, I appreciate you giving me the time to call us.
Well, what made you decide to end the chemotherapy? What was the decision behind that?
I didn't decide. The doctors, they claimed that the chemo that I had done in this last cycle, which was about a month ago, it was one of the hardest ones, supposedly, but it's just not doing anything to control the cancer, and the cancer is exploding all over me. And it's just giving me some vicious pain. I feel like my skin is burning. Like right now I'm talking to you, I feel like my left chest, it's up in flames right now.
Well, you know, I don't know what more to say than my brother, except that you've been the classiest guy that I've ever dealt with in boxing. And not only in boxing, but in the world at large. I mean, nobody deserves to go out in the manner in which you're going out. And it brings me to tears to sit here and have to talk to you like this. But I don't know what to say, man. All I can say is that I don't know anybody has ever said anything bad about you. I don't know anybody has ever said anything negative about you. You've been the most positive person I've ever met in my life, whether you were boxing, whether you were doing the CompuPunch numbers at ringside, no matter you're doing radio interviews, TV interviews. You know, I mean, people around the world realize that you are really a special human being, and I want to recognize you for that.
Well, you know, Peter, I think we're all special human beings. We got all, you know, we all have something within us that, you know, that people would always accept, and they won't, and, you know, I'm just sorry that, you know, I'm feeling these pains, but my thing is that, you know what, we're all special. We know, like you said, nobody deserves to go out like this, and unfortunately, my card was dealt with, you know, having to go out like this, and, well, you know, all I can say is that I had 45 great, wonderful years of life. I had 20 good, wonderful, great people behind me throughout my boxing career, which is all the fans, all you guys from the press. You know, I love you guys. I appreciate everything you guys ever did for me. And, you know, and And I know that he's given me only a couple of weeks to months, whatever. You know, whatever the Lord decides to give me is where I'm going to live. And, you know, if it's full of pain, it's the pain I'm going to go through. But you know what? What hurts me more is the fact that I got a beautiful wife and two kids. And I know my job is not done here. And, that, you know, it's trying to get cut short. But I'm going to try to prolong it as much as I can.
Well, I wish you the best of luck, man. If you need me to call me, and if you'd like me to speak at any services or things like that for me, you have your wife call me, and I will fly down and do all I can for you, okay?
I appreciate it, Pedro. Appreciate it very much.
God bless you, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Likewise, and that's everybody for me.
All right. Thank you so much.
Take care.
35 years of radio, that was the toughest time I've ever spent behind the mic. I mean, that was incredibly tough. Of course, we're talking about Gennaro Hernandez, died at the age of 45. That was June 7, 2011. The interview was on the 4th of June, I believe it was a Saturday. Man, that was a day that I'll never forget. Words cannot suffice when you have somebody on the line actually within hours of their death just telling you how they lived life and how they lived a clean life. And, you know, I mean, looking at his boxing career, and I'll bring in Johnny Sig back in a second, but look at his boxing career. He lost two fights. He lost to Oscar De La Hoya in 1995 in a fight that he went into with a broken nose. Shane Mosley broke his nose in training, and it was a big payday. He didn't want to back out. I think it was like $500,000 or something like that. He should have held out and, like, you know, went for another date. But the bottom line is he lost to Oscar, and then he lost, of course, in his last fight in 1998, I believe, to Floyd Mayweather Jr. Of course, he was stopped in that fight. The bottom line is nobody had a bigger heart. Nobody had a bigger soul. Nobody was better, in my mind, for the world of boxing as an ambassador, as El Chicanito. I'm talking about Gennaro Hernandez. So, Gennaro, may you rest in peace forever, my brother. You are my brother. Straight up, from one brother to another, Johnny Sig, what can I say? Words cannot suffice there.
Absolutely, man. I'm still choked up from hearing that interview. And like you said, I mean, as far as a boxer's concerned, only two losses and beat Azuma Nelson, which is huge on your resume. And at the time, Carlos Hernandez, who was a hot fighter for a minute. But boxing aside, man, even though despite the labored breathing in Hernandez during that interview, you could still hear the positivity in his voice, the passion for life, the optimism, you know, and it just gives you chills when you hear someone still be able, even though they're dealing with life's biggest blow in cancer. And believe me, I've lost some great friends, including my father, my number one best friend in the world, to cancer. And it's a terrible, terrible, debilitating thing, and it's just absolutely awful to hear this man still sit there and say, you know what, generations to come, I still will be here. I have a family they will carry on and honor my name. I mean, I'm teary-eyed right now as I'm saying this, brother.
Gennaro Hernandez, may he rest in peace, no doubt about it. Of course, now, later today, Lamont Peterson and Sergey Lipinets, you're going to take Lipinets in this one. Huh? He's a slight betting favorite.
I got Lipinets, who is the betting favorite. I think there's too much miles on Peterson with the four losses, the Spence, Garcia, Matt Duffy, Tim Bradley. Of course, all great fighters, you know, and you look at what Peterson did against Amir Khan. That was impressive. You know, Felix Diaz, impressive. Lipinets, not a great resume, but he always said that this weight thing was an issue. And he took the Garcia fight for money, and there was all other sorts of stuff happening in his life at that point in time that didn't make him perform well against Mikey. So let's see what he's got at 147. I mean, listen, that's a deep division, bro. Like, bottom line is, can I see Lipinets being a top player? I don't know. Like, where does this fight really go? What's the pathway for both of these guys? Do they end up just being opponents for a Thurman, you know, or Sean Porter? And even if they are competitive with a win today, right, in those fights said against Porter and Thurman, even if they are competitive in those fights as well, like, what do we get, a controversial unanimous decision for the favorite? So these guys are kind of set up for a fall, but I think the matchup is pretty good on paper.
Last week, the stuttering senator, I'm talking about Manny Pacquiao, was talking Errol Spence, talking all kinds of smacks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now he lists you a list of opponents that he's willing to fight now at 40 years old, 41 years old. It looks like it's Floyd Mayweather. He wants to rematch Floyd Mayweather, Keith Thurman, Danny Garcia, or Sean Porter. Those are the four guys that can Pacquiao really call the shots? He's an old man now. He's the B-side of any record, isn't he?
Yeah, but what he can do is duck Spence. He don't want no part of Spence. He was hoping that Mikey Garcia was going to win that fight last week, and that's a more winnable fight for Pacquiao. If Pacquiao does take on a top guy at 147, it's going to be Keith Thurman or Sean Porter. It will not be Errol Spence. or Terrence Crawford. That's not going to happen. I think we get Thurman, you know, because I think the cash grab for Thurman is big to make him take on a name. And in Thurman's mind, he's like, okay, I got a 40-year-old Manny Pacquiao. I could probably use my legs to tire this guy out and win on points. And for Pacquiao, it's winnable because you saw Thurman just a couple weeks ago struggle against a B-level opponent. So I think that that's naturally the best way to go. Or a Sean Porter, who also isn't looking so hot. So you could take the names, if you're Pacquiao, at 147 that will make you money because they are names, but they're not much risk. If you take on a Terrence Crawford or Earl Spence, boy, you're taking on some risks.
Pacquiao, 61 wins, 7 losses, a couple of draws, 39 KOs, of course, turned pro at 107 pounds. Spence, 29 years old, as I said, Pacquiao, almost 41. Spence, 25-0, 21 KOs. Thurman, 29-0, 22 KOs of Clearwater, Florida. It looks like he's the guy they're going to try to put, he's 30 years old, he looks like he's the guy they're going to put in front of Manny.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what we get. It's all going to be negotiated, you know, and I'm looking forward to see where it goes. I mean, Manny can still kind of fight a little bit. He looked pretty good in his last couple fights. Still got the hand speed, the leg movements there. Makes me wonder where it's coming from, if you catch my drift.
He's the stuttering senator, my brother. He's a stuttering senator, and I don't think – I just don't – listen, I don't think he knows what he wants to do. I really don't know if he wants to box anymore. I mean, because let's be honest, man. When you've got as much money as he has and you live in the Philippines, I mean, he's buying homes for poor people and that kind of good stuff. Now, I can relate to that. But the bottom line is, how much more money does he need? He's going to run for president someday. He may end up being president, at least running for president. I mean, that's where his future's at. As far as boxing is concerned, if he'd have left after the Lucas Matisse win, he'd have looked stunning.
Absolutely. To go out with that type of win against, you know, a high-profile opponent in Mathisie, you know, but as we saw in that fight, he might have been broken going in, but no discredit to Manny. Manny did the job. He looked fantastic. You know, after a little bit of a layoff and questions about, you know, was it Jeff Horn victory that Horn had against Pacquiao? Was that taken away from Manny's legacy, and how much did it affect him moving forward? And he showed a great look to the public, and I agree with you. I don't know why Manny's doing this at this point in time. Is it something that's unfulfilled? I mean, realistically, meaning the Mayweather fight. Is he ever going to rematch Mayweather? That's never going to happen.
But
Floyd was not going to come back for that.
Unfulfilled. The guy started off 107 pounds eating rice,
that's
okay?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You know, selling rice and cigarettes on the street at 108 pounds, starving in the Philippines, and then rising to prominence and going all the way up to 147 pounds, winning titles, destroying Oscar De La Hoya in the process, destroying Eric Morales, Marco Antonio Barrera. Do you remember when he bursted on the scene, how violent and crazy and explosive man he was? So I don't know where the unfulfillment would come through, unless he feels that he's going to be always next, second best to the Floyd Mayweather era in terms of, well, Floyd beat him, you know, so I guess maybe that's something he's trying to chase after financially and just for his reputation.
Okay, let's change gears. Bud Crawford, the aforementioned WBO champion, of course, undefeated out of Omaha, Nebraska, or as some stewardess once told me, would you like a free round trip to Omaha? I go, where? She goes, Omaha. I said, I don't know where that's at. Anyway, bottom line is, Crawford and Amir Khan. Crawford's training for this fight like it's the Joe Frazier Muhammad Ali fight of his life, because he super wants to impress and he wants to stand out after Spence's pedestrian win over Mikey Garcia.
Yes, he wants to be a notable guy at 147 pounds. And I tell you what, if Crawford gets Khan into some trouble, which I believe he will down the stretch, Khan's got good hand speed and good boxing ability. He'll be competitive for a few rounds, will Khan, right? But when Crawford sees that blood a little bit, he's going to jump in that water, bro. And he's like a shark, and he'll eat you alive. He finishes the job. When he sees that you're hurt, bro, he brings out the ghetto in him, and he takes care of business.
Omaha, Nebraska has a ghetto. Believe me, it has a ghetto. And Terrence Crawford, I'm not saying he's from the ghetto, but, man, he's got some street in him. I've seen him fire up a couple of times. And even in non-boxing issues, he's been very kind of serious, somewhat volatile at the time. But at the end of the day, he's undefeated. He is what he is out of Omaha, Nebraska. And Johnny Siegel, stick around for the close. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
We'll be right back.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Johnny Signorelli's on the line from Las Vegas, folks. And, of course, we've been talking about the late, great Gennaro Hernandez. I was also looking at some video this week, and somebody sent me some various clips of Oscar De La Hoya, of course, the 1992 Olympic gold medalist. And a lot of times we sort of take away from his abilities, Johnny, because of the fact we caught him cross-dressing. Isn't that true?
It is. And, you know, guys, don't get it twisted. Oscar De La Hoya was one of the most ridiculous fighters I ever watch, especially growing up. Such an inspiration. What a left hook on this kid. I mean, go through the resume. He dazzled you with great wins. Going back to Cesar Chavez, Ike Corte, what an amazing fight that was with Ike Corte in the 12th round. If you ever questioned De La Hoya's stones, watch the 12th round of that fight. You know, dressing like a girl or not, I don't care what. I mean, De La Hoya would mess you up, especially when it got to deep waters in his prime. Look at the Felix Trinidad fight. A lot of people felt that Oscar had won that. I thought so, too. And, of course, Fernando Vargas. The list goes on. I mean, Oscar De La Hoya, what a great career. You know, all jokes aside, an amazing boxer.
Just wanted to give him his props and knew Johnny Sig could do that. Johnny Sig, real quick, the Ring Talk page.
Search us Ring Talk Worldwide. You can catch all our archived shows and also bonus content. Everyone, enjoy your weekend. Thank you for listening.
John Signorelli, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. 35 years of being often imitated but never duplicated. Check us out Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, sportsbyline.com.